The holiday season is no holiday for diet culture. In fact, it's the favorite time of year. From diet talk or body shame at family gatherings, an increase in weight loss ads to convince us that you should try yet another diet in the new year, and maybe a time of reflection for you that brings up difficult body thoughts. So this time of year can be hard for those dealing with food and body stress. So this episode is just a short one with three things that may be helpful to lean into during the holiday period. And if you are looking for a little bit more to support feeling good around food in 2024, my anti-diet guide to overcoming emotional eating online course supports you to navigate stressful eating and develop connection with your body, including with your emotions and hunger signals, so you can feel good around food. So feel free to check it out in the link in the description. You are listening to the Food and Life Freedom Podcast, and I'm your host, Emma Townsend. I'm a UK registered dietitian and a certified intuitive eating counselor. I support you to move away from lifelong dieting and feeling stressed with food to develop a positive relationship with food and connection with your body. And as always, a reminder that we are all unique, so please use this as an opportunity to learn and explore. But if something does not sit with you, then it's not meant for your unique self. And if you have any health concerns or you're worried you have an eating disorder, please seek personalized support from your registered healthcare provider. So let's jump into three things you can do this holiday season to help cope with diet culture. For those experiencing a poor relationship with food, the holiday season can be one of the hardest times of the year. I hold so much compassion for you if you find yourself here. It's a topic we don't often speak of, one in which we are made to feel broken. But please know you are not alone. And although making peace with food and body takes time, there's some steps you can take now to ease the discomfort this holiday season may bring. I'm going to take you through three steps that you may find helpful. And as always, take what feels helpful and feel free to let go of anything that does not feel right for you. So step number one is to give yourself permission. When we restrict our access to certain foods, such as we place boundaries around how much or what we are allowed to eat, it places forbidden foods on a psychological pedestal, where it becomes extra special and we start to think about it all the time. Having rules around certain foods can lead us to eat more of them than if we simply allow ourselves to eat with full permission. Plus, it often comes with a side of guilt. So practice giving yourself permission to eat the holiday foods or anything else that feels good. You can eat as much as you like, knowing it will still be available for you whenever you would like it next. Step number two is to get curious about how you feel. If there's foods you haven't had access to for a long time, either because they are seasonal or because you have been restricting them, it is natural to want them more often and perhaps eat larger amounts than is comfortable. And that's okay, it's just human. Practice taking a pause after uncomfortable eating experiences and take the opportunity to learn about yourself. What did you feel before the eating experience started? What role was food providing in the moment? And how do you really feel now? And step number three is to let go of a New Year diet plans. Just the thought of a new diet can lead to binging. Often the new year, new diet plans we make only serve as a trigger for reduced connection with our bodies and an increase in uncomfortable eating behaviors. This often serves as false proof we need a diet to control our eating. We can still make plans to care for our body and to feel better in our bodies. This does not have to involve a diet. And looking into non-diet approaches such as intuitive eating as a healthier and caring alternative to the diet cycle.
And joining an undieting community, as you have done, is a really big step in coping with the holiday season. So can you challenge yourself to explore non-diet self-care this holiday season?
And if you would benefit from further support to feel good around food this holiday season and for years to come, I have linked to my anti-diet guide to overcoming emotional eating. It really dives into your relationship with food and connection with your body and provides practical steps so you can start to feel good around food. It's the perfect anti-diet alternative to the diet culture ads we are bombarded with. It's been so lovely to share this episode with you today. For more information and support, including free articles, free resources, the online course I mentioned, and individualized support, you can visit my home on the internet, which is at www.foodlifefreedom.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review on the podcast platform you use. And do feel free to use that little three-dot symbol to share with anyone you may find this episode will help. If you have a question or topic you would love to have covered on the podcast, then I would also love to hear from you.